The 10th commandment, you shall not covet your neighbor's goods. Man was created in a state of innocence. His mind was subjected to God, the inferior powers to reason, and the body to the soul. But sin upset this harmony, and the passions became unbridled, producing interior conflict, disorder, and tension, with consequences also for the use man makes of necessary material goods. Man often forgets his dignity, and what before was harmony now becomes licentiousness. Man forgets that he is worth more than material things, and, not satisfied with having enough, he degrades himself by becoming attached to things and by giving in to greed and unbridled covetousness. One might expect to find greed in an atheist whose only hope lies in ephemeral things, but it is unbecoming in a Christian who, through the theological virtue of hope, transcends time and the ephemeral things of this world. The goal of every Christian is the glory of heaven, and nothing less than this can satisfy him. Greed often leads to theft and appropriation of other people's possessions. The 10th commandment seeks to tackle the interior root of these sins by prohibiting us from coveting our neighbor's goods. Greed, the root of all evils. To stem the greed of the lovers of this world, St. Paul wrote the following: "For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs." This wise teaching of St. Paul does not mean that we should not develop, through ingenuity and hard work, those economic possibilities which help exercise freedom, foster the family, and support the welfare of others by promoting enterprises, wealth, and work. It means that man cannot let himself become the slave of ephemeral goods, because he is worth much more. St. Paul also teaches that greed and envy of other people's goods lead to the misappropriation of these goods and have to be fought and conquered. To be satisfied with what God grants. The heart identifies itself with what it loves. If it loves material goods without restraint, the heart becomes matter, reducing its aspirations to transient material welfare, which is not free of risk and anxiety. On the other hand, being satisfied with what God gives, and what man can honestly acquire, makes man happy. Envy and greed for things one does not own do not make anyone happy. The desire for material goods and striving honestly to obtain them are good and please God, but disordered desire or greed offends God and degrades man. What is forbidden by the 10th commandment? The 10th commandment forbids avarice, or the disordered desire of riches, and also the desire of committing an injustice that would harm others in their temporal goods. It also prohibits that kind of envy or sadness triggered by our neighbor's goods and accompanied by a disordered desire to own and inappropriately obtain them. Envy often derives from pride and gives rise to hatred, criticism, and slander. It is necessary to fight this capital sin, the origin of so many evils. It can be fought through kindness, humility, and abandonment in God's providence. Detachment from earthly goods. When man leads an honest life, That is, when God's law abides in his heart, he finds himself detached from created goods because God's love rules his life. The following words of the Gospel can be applied to him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Man has to keep his desires in line with the virtue of hope, so that the use of the things of this world and the attachment of riches, contrary to the spirit of evangelical poverty, do not hamper him from seeking perfect love. Struggle against attachment to earthly goods. The exhortation of the Gospel to keep watch over these matters demands of us to be especially careful, because attachment to material goods brings forgetfulness of God and makes life futile. The remedy consists in seeking true happiness, which here on earth can be attained first and foremost by living in God's grace, and then in heaven contemplating God and participating in his joy. The hope of seeing God exceeds all kinds of happiness. In order to reach and contemplate God, we have to mortify, with God's help, our concupiscence, overcoming greed for pleasure and power. To love and keep the Ten Commandments. The tenth commandment unfolds and completes the ninth. By prohibiting greed for other people's goods, it attacks the root of theft, robbery, and fraud, prohibited by the seventh commandment. If man does not dominate the lust of the eyes, he will easily give in to violence and injustice. On the other hand, greed, just like fornication, has its origin in idolatry, which is condemned in the first three commandments of the law. The tenth commandment refers to the intentions of the heart, and together with the ninth, sums up the Ten Commandments of God's law. To finish the lessons on the Ten Commandments, one can see that they are in fact God's gift to man. Jesus Christ proclaimed the Beatitudes so as to let us know with what spirit we should keep them. The commandments clearly and easily show the way to heaven. The Ten Commandments show us how to love God above all things and our neighbor as ourselves. Resolutions for Christian life. Live detached from things we own and use. Examine our conscience sincerely in order to keep at bay envy for other people's goods. Learn to rejoice at others' successes.